is Artisid Studio here, Zombie Survival Guide Part 2. I know some of the best things to do in a zombie attack. First of all, get some ice cream and Pokemon cards. You will need them to be entertained. The ice cream is just for eating, by the way. Okay, then you go hide in a closet. The zombies will never think to find you there. Of course, so you need to restock on food. That's why I suggest you store millions of particles of food in there right now. Why there's no zombie attack? Unless there, of course, is a zombie attack. But don't get out of your cupboards, people. Or else, the zombies will get you. Yeah, you don't want that. They'll eat your brains, and you will turn into a zombie, as you already know. Now next, after you've got the food stocked up and your entertainment, you need to go into permanent hibernation. Well, not permanent, just for a few weeks until the zombies are gone. As you're in hibernation state, you will somehow eat the food, otherwise you'll starve to death. And basically, that's all the tips I have for you guys. Yeah, there's one more thing. Whatever you do, do not play with Lego. Some zombies are automatically attracted to Lego and will hear it a split second you take something apart or put something together, no matter how quietly you are. This is a very unknown fact, but it is still known by me and all the other arties at studio guys. Oh, and I thought I heard my security guard throw a pencil at me. Might be a zombie. Nah, not a zombie. Almost though. See ya, folks!